So, you don't believe in God. Well, Seattle may be the city for you. 10% of Seattle residents call themselves atheists, and that's the highest rate among the largest metro areas in the United States, according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center. What does this reveal about the city of Seattle? Well, James Wellman is chair of the Comparative Religion Department at the University of Washington. He told Marcy Silman people come here to find cultural freedom.
When people come to the Northwest, they come across the Cascades, and all their old affiliations just drop out the door. And I think they find kind of a bit of a paradise that you can think what you want, you can do what you want, you can make of your life what you want. And old affiliations, especially family affiliations, aren't around to kind of bring you back into the fold.
So we've got this high rate of atheism because we've left our past behind. Is it fair to call us a godless city?
A godless city. I don't think so. I think what you have is secular types who say, you know, in a sense, the hell with religion, organized religion in particular. And I think there's a lot of stories about organized religion that make you think, this is a corrupt business. But they turn to spirituality of some kind, and Cascadia is what people seem to be calling it these days, is a place of such beauty and really miraculous natural resources and cultural resources, and that people say, well, there's something to nature that is so potent. You know, my take on it as a kind of philosopher of religion is that everyone thinks of something bigger than themselves and attaches to it, whether the state or religion or spirituality or money or business, you know, whatever.
So on top of these atheists in Seattle, about a third of the people who were questioned told Pew that they aren't affiliated with any particular religion. Is an unaffiliated person the same as a spiritual person? I mean, what does that mean?
I think it just depends. This unaffiliated group is a quite a different group. I mean, they're a diverse group, so it's hard to completely generalize them. Some are atheists, some are not interested. Some are, half of them, I think, or a little bit less than half of them, are still interested and think religion is important, and they pray and they believe in God. So, you know, I don't know what you do with those folks. These are people that probably are raised in a religious tradition, a family, but find that going to church on Sunday or the mosque or to a synagogue is just something that they're too busy to do.
So you talked about religion or religious affiliation dropping off when you hit the peak of the Cascades and then start your descent into the Puget Sound region. Does the fact that there are a lot of religiously unaffiliated people, atheists, here beget more people like that coming to the region?
Totally. I teach a class on culture, and I say that we are our social interactions. And, you know, students at first don't like that because, you know, they want to be individuals. But I think once you get into a group and that group is not asking you, where do you go to church on Sunday? You know, as in the South or even the Midwest, you know, many of my Southern friends who are academics in particular will be asked, where are you going to church? And if you're not going to church, they'll ask again until you are going to a church. So that is literal social pressure.
People don't ask that here, do they?
No, I've interviewed a lot of Pacific Northwesterners. I asked them, have you ever been asked to go to church? No.
I'm talking to James Wellman, who chairs the Comparative Religion Program at the University of Washington. So how does Seattle compare with the rest of Washington State?
Oh, I think it's entirely a different culture. I was just over in Walla Walla. And as you go across the Cascades to the eastern part of the state, you find rolling hills, you find beauty that is really quite different than the West. But also you find people who have been raised in generally a kind of sort of moderate evangelicalism. And if you're not a part of that tribe, that group, I think that you don't quite feel like you fit in. And, of course, with that goes some more conservative values. Now, liberals are, of course, quite critical of those values. But I like to say this in my Evangelical versus Liberal book, evangelical values are quite good in the sense of how much social service they give, how much they do for others. I mean, we quantified that data, and they do much more than liberals. I hate to tell that to the liberals, but that's true.
So here we have this place where we've created, where people have left perhaps their childhood church affiliations and even their beliefs at the door, so to speak. Mm-hmm. People aren't asking if you go to church, but what if you are somebody who does go to a church or a mosque or a synagogue? What does that mean for you?
I think, you know, that's an interesting question in the sense that I think those who do choose to go to church are doing it in a very intentional way. So there's a way in which you could say that churchgoers in the Pacific Northwest are more intentional. They're not forced certainly to go, especially liberals. So it's a, again, I think Pacific Northwesterners produce a more individualistic group of folks who really make choices about their lifestyles. But I will say, you know, the Pew Report really reflects a country that is probably moving more towards the Pacific Northwest than towards a more traditionally Christian country. You know, the country went from 78% in 07 to about 70% of the country are Christians. I think that's in part due to recession as well. Economic recessions really have a deep impact on people's ability to trust, and religion is based on trust and faith. And so when the whole country feels sort of out of sorts with itself, there's less trust in institutions as well, and in religion. So this is an interesting moment, and so we'll see what happens in the next 8 years.
Jim Wellman, chair of the Comparative Religion Program at the University of Washington, speaking with Marcy Silman about atheism in Seattle. 10% of Seattle residents call themselves atheists, according to a new survey from the Pew Research Center that makes our area among the largest metro areas the most atheistic.